And thanks to the help you get from Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive, who is an ASE certified technician at Lloyd's. He's going to help you out today. Dan Byrd's taking the day off today. And hey, Nick, good to see you again.
Good morning.
I've not seen you for a while.
It's been a few.
Yeah. How are things at Lloyd's?
Very busy. Very busy.
It's time of year. Is there any time that you're not busy?
Well, we were talking off air there. It's, you know, sometimes the transitional, like towards the end of winter, towards mm-hmm. the end of summer. But we're right in the heat of it right now. So, which all repair shops are in the area. So if you need service, you need repair, you should call because you might have to schedule out a little ways.
Mm-hmm. Word to the wise. However, you can call in here or text in here and ask Nick your car care question if you have to bring your vehicle in to your favorite shop or your favorite dealer. You might get some idea of what might be wrong with that. So call Nick or text Nick. Here's the phone number. We're already getting phone calls. Don't wait. Nick's going to be here till about 7:45 this morning. So by all means, ask or your question either by phone or by text. Here again is the number, 651-989-9226. Meanwhile, the text number, if that's easier, 81807, 81807 for your car care question for Nick. Nick, I was going to ask you a question, but I want to get Tom is calling from Little Falls. Let's get the phone callers in as quickly as we can. Go ahead, Tom. Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, thanks for taking the call. I got a old 12 Ford Escape. Well, I got a noise in the front end like it's a bad tire, but I've had the tires rotated twice, and I still get the repetitive noise. It's a all-wheel drive with six-cylinder.
So what I, you know, a very common theme this spring and early summer here has been wheel bearings. Mm. Our roads were exceptionally rough this spring and in early summer here as they've been repairing. They've been getting better, as we know. But those potholes have done a lot of extra wear and tear on that front end of our vehicle. So we've seen a lot of ball joints, tie rods, and wheel bearings because when you have that impact on the wheel of the vehicle, that force transmits through the wheel bearing. And if any kind of damage occurs there, as we continue to drive, it causes that ball bearing to wear down, which then creates kind of a rhythmic noise, mm-hmm. most often speed sensitive and also load sensitive. And what I mean by that is if you're driving down the road and you have to switch lanes to the left or the right and you hear kind of a humming noise that follows you as you change, but it doesn't do it the other direction, likely you have a wheel bearing that is starting to fail. You definitely need to have somebody look at that.
And that's what you and Dan have both advised, just as a little bit of a test, when you're heading down the road and you hear that noise, if you turn the wheel, steering wheel, a little bit to one direction and it disappears, chances are it's a wheel.
Very likely. And this is a very gradual. You're not yanking the steering wheel one way or another. You're not,
right.
Not an abrasive move at all. It's just as simple as changing lanes. You know, just that subtle little change of load, transferring the weight of the vehicle will make a difference.
Okay, very good. Tom, good luck. Try that. Thanks for the call. Tom leaves that line open at 651-989-9226. Kevin is calling in from Waseca, I believe, with a question. Thanks, Kevin. What is your question?
Oh, very good morning to you. A comment and a question. Just touching the subject, the previous subject about a wheel bearing going out. I had mine go out going down the highway, and that is one scary feeling. The question is high mileage oil. Does it warrant the price? I have a vehicle that's a little over 100,000, and they advertise it as high mileage oil. Does it warrant getting oil? Are there any advantages to it?
Well, that's kind of a subjective topic, as we've covered in the past. I do believe that the engineers and scientists for these companies have found ways to, my understanding is that they kind of help some of the seals and stuff swell up a little bit. So if you have a little extra wear in the valves or some of these other moving components, maybe that chemistry will help kind of swell them up, maybe to minimize any kind of oil slipping through and burning. Maybe there's more cleaning agents that kind of keep stuff moving freely. So I do believe that there's probably some aspect, but I think time true tested is just to keep your vehicle serviced on a regular basis. Use a good quality oil. You know, you don't want to buy any off-brand stuff, and just follow a regular scheduled maintenance. I know the owner's manuals will say, you know, up to 7,500 or more miles, and I think a lot of that thought process has changed. We've seen a lot more mechanical wear on engines. You know, we're a firm believer. You know, and I've been at Lloyd's over 20 years now.
Has it really been that? Oh, wow.
21 years in July here. But conventional oil, semi-synthetic oil, every 3,000 miles, a good quality synthetic oil, every 5,000 miles, I'm sure the oils last longer lubricating-wise, but there's a lot of carbon, a lot of dirt, the changes in temperatures. We have a lot of condensation, moisture. All that stuff ends up in the oil, and you want to keep your oil clean and your engine happy. And if you do the math, it's not that much more money over the course of the life of a vehicle, but you know, sometimes people just kind of get hung up on that. And we just do so much mechanical repair from lack of oil changes.
Lack of oil changes.
Yes, still. Sir.
I was reading. Thanks, Kevin. I was 989-9226, or keep in mind, 651-989-WCCO is the same thing. Send Nick a text, 81807, if you prefer. I was reading just the other day, I can't remember what magazine, some people still think, you can correct this, or correct me if I'm wrong, still think that using synthetic oil will make a vehicle leak, because I think they think it's thinner.
You know, that's...
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, there's...
There's viscosity. I mean,
there's over the years and years and years, all kinds of theories and stuff have come along. I think what that came about from is inexpensive oil, sludge. We used to have a lot of sludge in engines, and we're seeing some of that again now, I think, from the extended intervals. But, like, the quality of the engines, the quality of the oil has changed tremendously over the years. And we used to see a lot of sludge, and we also use cork gaskets, if you want to go far enough back. And I think what would happen is that oil would kind of cake up on inside parts of like the valve cover and those cork gaskets, and you would use a synthetic oil which had a higher quality detergent. It would clean a lot of that stuff out. And so a gasket that was failed, that was band-aided by some sludge, is now able to leak because it has a better quality oil. But that goes back, I mean, cork gaskets haven't been used in 30 years. So,
okay.
I mean, this goes back to, you know, when I was learning to drive and, you know, further. So I don't think – it's not true. You're not going to make – oil is not going to make a car leak, you know, or high-quality synthetics not going to make a car leak oil.
Do you and your technicians see many at Lloyd's of carbureted cars anymore?
We had one in last week.
You did?
Yeah. It's hard because I think we don't have the experience that we used to, you know. People retire, move along and all that. And a lot of the younger guys joke that they don't want to work on a car that was made before they were born. And most of those guys are in their 30s, so that puts us into the 80s. And it's hard. You know, I mean, Dan will still do, you know, some of that stuff, and some of the other guys will kind of chip in. But we're not as proficient as we used to be, for sure. You know, it's a technology that's gone by the wayside. It's fun to see him on Back to the 50s weekend, but that's about the only place I want to see him.
You know what? We're going to be broadcasting our shows from our CCO broadcast center, like we do at the fair and the fairgrounds, 1 week from today. It's always fun to see those vintage vehicles. Isn't it a kick?
Well, it's fun. You know, I mean, it kind of brings you back. You know, it's before my time, too, but I've always loved cars and the hot rods.
Yeah.
And just to see the passion these guys have and the effort. You know, if you're into cars at all, and you know the amount of effort and resources, money, but these people put into these vehicles, it's just to see a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is. So we're going to be doing that next week. That'll be fun. Folks on the line, hang on. We're going to be answering your car care questions as we move along here. Nick is going to be here again till 7:45. So if you want to call in, I urge you to do that now. Send a text again if that's easier. Text number 81807 or call Nick 651-989-9226. Rose, you're going to be next, so hang on. 720, 65 degrees here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping you out like these guys have done for probably around 25 years or so. This is before you even started, Nick.
That is true.
At Lloyd's. Just a pup.
You know, I started working for Dan when he had an Amoco station in Highland on Randolph. I was 15 years old. So I've known him since I was 15 years old, if you can imagine that.
And then you went in the Marine Corps.
Then I went in the Marine Corps, and then I said, boy, what do I do now? Hey, Dan, are you hiring? And here we are. It'll be 21 years here in the middle of July.
Well, it's good to have you still around. Thank you. And I know our listeners appreciate it, too.
Two employers, Uncle Sam and Dan.
How about that? In that order.
Yeah, pretty much.
651-989-9226. The phone number, or send a text, 81807. We promise Rose would be next in Chaska. Rose, what is your question for Nick?
Okay, my question is, we are planning to do about a 2,000-mile road trip next week, and my oil pressure on my 216 minivan Honda is at 30, probably to drop to 20 soon. Should I get the oil changed before we leave?
You know, I would say yes, and not just because of the oil, but tires checked, make sure the filters are clean, the wipers in good working order, the spare tires full of air, all those little maintenance, you know, the conveniences that you don't want to have sneak up on you on a nice long drive like that. And I hope you enjoy that little road trip. Nothing like driving across cross country in the middle of summer and having the kids argue in the back seat and all that. But no, you should have it serviced. Absolutely. Make sure the lights, all that stuff, all that safety stuff needs a good once over just to make sure that you and your family are going to be safe on your drive.
You feel much better hitting peace down of the mind. Highway. Absolutely.
Priceless.
Have fun, Rose. Thank you. Meantime, Billy in Minneapolis, I believe, has a question for you. Billy, you're on CCO.
Hey guys. I had a question. There's an old trick I used to use, and I forgot how to use it, and some people said it wasn't the best way to do this, but if you were unsure if your battery was good, and then you jump it or whatever, and if the car's running, if you take the negative cable off and it stays running, then it's your alternator, or is it your battery if it just stays running?
No, it'll stay running. You shouldn't do that, though. It's really hard on the electronics of the vehicle. I think what someone's trying to tell you is if the alternator jump-starting the car, that's the purpose of the batteries to get the car started. After that, the rest of the electronics take over. But you want to have a complete circuit always. You don't want to interrupt that because you don't want to short something else out. If you take away that grounding source for something, it's going to find a ground somewhere else, and it's going to possibly create a damage in a coil or a computer or something. So don't do that. Parts stores, your shop, somebody can easily test a battery for you. That doesn't cost you next to nothing or for anything at all. So if you're thinking you're having to have your vehicle jump-started, have that battery tested and then replace it. You know, if the battery is 4 or 5 years old, it likely is going to need one anyway. So I would have it tested, but don't disconnect anything when it's running.
All right, very good. Keep in mind, Nick's going to be with us helping you out till 7:45. So if you have a question, call now or text now, and we'll get it answered for you. 651-989-9226 is the number. Text number, meanwhile, 81807. Let's grab some text messages, Nick. In reference to our conversation about motor oil, this texter says, synthetic oil, all molecules are same size. Regular oil, they are small and big. Is that accurate?
I believe that to be correct, and it needs to be a full synthetic, which is usually the ones at the more expensive end of the shelf. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of that synthetic word is a good marketing term, and there's a varying levels of that, you know. But typically with oil, price is almost always a direct reflection of quality. So if you're looking for good quality, you know, look for the stuff that's a little more expensive, and usually it'll say full synthetic on it, and it won't be too misleading.
What's the deal with the oil filter itself? Now, I know you can buy supposedly extended mileage oil filter by synthetic manufacturers. What about the OEM stuff?
You know, that's an exciting thing. They've changed some. A lot of the European cars now have a fleece line filter. They're doing things to help the filter last longer. But once that filter's full of whatever, it bypasses. And that's another one of my, you know, the filters haven't changed a whole lot. Oil changes are cheap. You know, we keep going and going and going, and then at one point that filter is no longer filtering that oil. So all that carbon and all that moisture, all that condensation, the things we're talking about are now just circulating through your motor. So, you know, I just can't stress enough that people do their oil changes on a regular basis. But if you are doing your own, buy the good quality oil and spend the extra $2 or $3 on the filter too. You know, I mean, some of it, there's marketing with everything. We know that.
Sure.
But if you look at quality, you know, if it's $1 or $4, spend the $3.
Yeah.
You know, your car will really appreciate you and keep running.
That's the lifeblood of that vehicle.
Yes,
right?
It is.
All right. Hang on, Nick. We have more show to come. Call in your car care question or text in 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. We'll grab both when we come back. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping you out this morning, as usual, by phone and by text. Call us. Now, keep in mind, Nick will be here for about another 8-10 minutes or so. So don't wait if you have a question. 651-989-9226. Text 81807. Let's go back to the phones, Nick. Josh is calling for Randall, I believe, with a question. Josh, you're on with Nick.
Hey, Nick. So I have an 04 Buick LeSabre. It's my work commuter. And I'm noticing now when I'm slowing down and taking slow corners that my steering column makes like a creaking sound. I'm just kind of wondering what that would be. I didn't pay a lot for the car, so I don't want to invest a lot into fixing it.
Well, if you're still young enough and limber enough, you can get down to the base, you know, where the steering column goes through the firewall, kind of where your feet are near the brake and gas pedal. You know, you can take your right arm and kind of turn the wheel back and forth and put your hand down there, and you'll see a little coupler there. See if you feel any movement, or get down there with a flashlight and watch that. You know, if it's just creaking because it's getting a little bit older, not a big deal. But if you see any excessive movement there, maybe there's something becoming a little more worn that you need to have something just to look at to make sure you're still safe and good to go. You're probably okay. It's probably just getting a little dry and a little old. Maybe a little lubrication will help. But it's worth a look for sure.
Okay. Thank you, Josh. Josh leaves that line open, 651-989-9226. Let's go to the text messages. That number again is 81807. Mary has this text, 2011 Equinox, 100,000-mile maintenance. How important is it? And give me an idea of what's included in that.
Well, every manufacturer is a little bit different. You know, if you go into the owner's manual, which we always reference, because it's the book of all on your car. So you go into the manual. A lot of times you can go onto the manufacturer's website and you can print that out.
Yeah.
And then kind of cross it over your maintenance records. You know, a lot of cars, some call for spark plugs, fluid changes, if it has a timing belt, a lot of different maintenance items, and a lot of safety inspections are involved with those services. So it is, you know, we all have options. We all make choices, but maintenance is critical to keeping your vehicle up and running. If you do the little things, it saves you a lot in the long run. We've talked about that for years. But if you print that out, look at your records, compare it, go to your mechanic, go to your shop and say what's needed.
Yeah.
They can do an assessment of the vehicle, itemize an estimate, and then you can kind of talk dollars and cents and figure out what works best for you.
And you guys, of course, have not only you, but certainly your shop at Lloyd's, have computers you can look up, right? Right?
Yeah, we can get all really the manufactured fast. Recommended stuff. You know, anyone can find these days, quite
yeah,
honestly.
That's so really true.
But we can do the inspection, too. It's, you know, the other thing, like I said, to reference your current records, because it might have something listed there you've already done. You don't need to duplicate it. So
good point.
It doesn't mean you need it at all.
All right. Larry sending a text says, I was wondering what the noise is in my wheel. It shakes when I go over 40. Is that any goes back to what you said earlier?
Well,
or could be.
Could be. Also, you know, someone should inspect those tires, because if you caught up one of the many potholes we had, you could have a ply separation, which can be dangerous too. So you want to take it to your shop, have them road test it, lift it up in the air, assess not just the outside of the tire, but the inside edge too. Because if you get a bulge there, you could have a blowout. So, you know, a shake is something's no longer round, and you need to have it looked at.
Okay. Let's grab another phone call before we run out of time. Wayne is calling from Ham Lake. Wayne, you're on with Nick.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I have a 2001 Ford F-150 with a 5.4 in it, and I have a miss, and it's not giving me a code, a pretty good miss. And the coils and the plugs were replaced in 2014, and so about 50,000 miles. I don't know. I played with it a little bit, and a neighbor tried to use his thing on it, but it could not get a reading, and he was not for sure. Maybe it was a plug, but it's more prominent when you go down the road, and it gets a little warmer, and then it starts to give pretty good jerks, and you let off and accelerate. You can accelerate through it, but everybody's having a problem because we're not getting a code.
Yeah, they don't always, Fords won't always set a code, and it needs a coil. I know that you said there's not that many miles on them. They're kind of notorious for that. Somebody may be able to look a little more in-depth at a misfire counter. You know, if you have the tool that you have, it gives you those counters. You can maybe look to see which cylinder is counting up more, put a coil in that particular cylinder. If the spark plugs are not damaged in any sense, and there's, you know, they're clean, there's no carbon tracking, which is that black etching in the porcelain, there's none of that, it likely needs a coil. It's just kind of a Ford thing, I guess.
Is it really?
Yeah. So,
okay.
You know, little homework there, because there's eight of them to work through, but it needs a coil.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Let's see if we can't finish up with some text messages today. If you have one, 81807. Let's see. You were talking about tires. I recently had four brand new tires put on my car and found out that there are, you got to tell me why this happens, there are two different tread patterns. Will this affect performance and wheel balance issues?
Performance depends what that means.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's different types of tread design for different types of driving. Most of us just need a good old all-season tire. We're fine. Some of the seasonal stuff can get a little touch and go. I'm not sure, you know, sometimes there's They have left and right tires because they're kind of symmetrical, or they're designed to go a certain direction. So you can get tires like that, or, you know, but as far as different tread design, I think maybe somebody put the wrong tire on.
Ah.
You know, four tires should look the same for sure, or they should be left or right, you know, because they have some of that. Some of the vehicles have two different sizes, actually, front and rear, too. So a lot of options there. But I would look at the side of the tire, look at the description, to find, you know, just because it's a particular brand, they have many different versions of tires within any brand. So maybe somebody pulled the wrong two off the rack or pulled the wrong two and put the wrong two on. So I would follow up with whoever installed the tires and make sure it's all the way it's supposed to be.
All right. Good morning, Nick. It says, if I do struts and shocks myself, do I have to have the van realigned? Thanks, as always, for the great help. Comes
yes.
from Rob.
Yes, you do.
You do have to.
Because the struts are the upper pivoting or mounting point for that wheel and that knuckle. So if that's not properly aligned, you're going to affect tire wear, handling, steering. And, you know, good for you to take that job on. It's a bit of work, and I'd love when our listeners get their hands dirty. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
If they have the capabilities and the tools and the resources, you should.
And it seems like these days, after so many years now, being able to even change oil, you can't do much of anything anymore.
The specialty tools have taken over. You know, the shelves and shelves of stuff that we have just to perform some of the easiest tasks is just getting out of hand.
I bet. All right, let's see. Here's another text. Our older Dodge van makes a noise in the left front when it hits a bump, but otherwise makes no noise and handles fine. The noise sounds like something is loose or broken. Could that be a bad shock?
It is very likely a bad strut or a strut mount. Depending on the age of the vehicle, they're wearing components. If the strut has lost its charge, it's leaked out its oil, it will definitely clunk and rattle without a doubt.
Well, here's one, a brake question. Text, when I back up, brake squeak only backing, not forward.
Well, never go backwards. I mean, that's an easy.
Like the doctor says, don't do that.
We end up with sometimes that record player wear on that rotor, as we've talked before, and, you know, there's an imperfection in the pad or the rotor, the way they mesh when you're backing up. If it bothers you enough, somebody could probably service it and clean it, do a little roughing up of it and get rid of it. It could also be a little condensation first time in the morning, a little surface rust, need some cleaning up. We back up first to get out of the driveway. That's why you hear it. But I doubt there's a problem. It's just more of an annoyance.
More of an annoyance. You know what we haven't done yet? Tell everybody about Lloyd's, how to get in touch, where you guys are located, et cetera.
It's a beautiful yellow brick building on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. If you're ever in the area, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. If you ever need to call us, we're at 651-228-1316. And if you're online, we're at lloydsautomotive.net, and that's lloydsautomotive.net.
Who's there today?
I don't know. Jim, I think. I think Jim's
You are open today for a while.
We're 8 till noon.
All right. Very good. And there's a good chance that Dan might be with us next week, right? We'll find out.
I'll make sure somebody is with you next week.
Okay, good deal. All right. Nick, good to see you. Thanks for Happy Father's Day tomorrow,
and to you also. And all the fathers out there, all the listeners, take your kid out and work on the car.
Just hang out with them.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Absolutely.
Right?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Nick Stoffel, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul.